This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Today I would like to do an inductive study of the first 10 verses of Galatians 6. In this study, you answer the questions, what does it say, what does it mean, and what difference should it make in my life? These verses say that it's possible for a Christian to sin. When that happens, if you are a spiritual person, you should make an effort to restore one who has fallen. This should not be done in an arrogant way. Humbly recognize that you too could fail. We should all look for ways to help others, especially those who are believers, and in the end we will find that God rewards such efforts. When we consider what these verses mean, I believe we can say that the primary thing that should characterize a Christian community is to look out for the welfare of one another, while at the same time not be a burden to others. Jesus said, according to Acts 20:35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This requires that we not take ourselves and our interests too seriously. Our focus should be on the welfare of others. Investing in doing good to others, especially those who are believers, will be rewarded by God. When I apply this to my own life, here are some ways it should make a difference. I should do what I do with humility because I know that but for the grace of God, I could be the one overtaken in a sin. I should do what I do with confidence because God has established the law of the seed. If I sow the right seed, I will get a good reward. Also, I should be patient because if I remain faithful in helping others, I will reap a harvest. God's Spirit will see to that. I would encourage you to review these verses and apply them to your life today.